We're just on. Mics are on.
So, we're calling the meeting to order. This is the Township of Lebanon regular agenda meeting for December 5th, 2018, in compliance with the Open Public Meeting Act. This is a regular meeting of the Township Committee. The meeting notice has been posted at the Municipal Building and distributed to the Huntington Review, Courier News, the Express Times, the Huntington County Democrat, and the Star Ledger. Would you please all rise for the flag salute, followed by a moment of silence. I think there are two items we can note tonight. First, the memorial for President George H.W. Bush, but also since our last meeting, there have been 12 service members that have been killed in Afghanistan. I pledge allegiance
to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. First item is presentation of minutes. We have 2 minutes, one from the regular meeting on November 7th, the other on the executive session meeting on November 7th. In the regular meeting, there was a fair amount of editing that was done to an ordinance. If people are comfortable that they've read the minutes and would like to discuss that tonight, any comments or motion to approve?
I'll make a motion to approve the regular meeting minutes of November 7th.
I'll second.
Roll call?
Yes.
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 Yes. And the executive session minutes from November 7th. Any discussion, comments?
I'll make a motion to approve the minutes of the executive session meeting on November 7th.
I'll second.
Roll call?
Yes.
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 Yes. At this time, we would open the meeting to public comment, limited to agenda items only. I would note, just to remind people, this meeting is recorded, will be posted on the website promptly. Is there
a motion to open a public comment.
I'll second.
Roll call?
Yes.
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 Lori Hoffman, Buffalo. The only thing I didn't get up earlier on. You're doing an agreement with the Little Brook Association or something like that. Is that going to cause a problem with all the other private roads that we have? Because I don't know what your agreement is, so I'm just...
And that we'll explain it at the time, but it will only apply to selected roads that meet certain criteria set in New Jersey statute.
Okay, I just didn't want to can of words. Thank you.
It's not a broad application. Any other comments related to agenda item only? Seeing none, is there a motion to close public comment?
I'll make a motion to close to public comment.
Second.
Roll call?
Yes.
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 Yes. So, the next item is presentation of credentials. This relates to our township planner. And I'll, on behalf of the committee, I'll first note that Michael Bolin has been the township planner both for the planning board, for the Board of Adjustment, as well as for this township committee for the past 30 years. And he's announced to us that he is not asking to be reappointed in the new year. But we absolutely thank him for his long tenure and all the great work that he's done. With that, I'll turn it over to the chairman of our planning board, Gary McQueen, to introduce the candidate that we have in mind for January. If you wouldn't mind, just to get it on the recording. And
but you don't get a gavel.
But we need your name and address.
Oh, cell number, social.
Really?
The floor is yours.
After 30 years, Mike has decided to step down and retire from the Board of Adjustment, Planning Board, and the Township Committee, like the mayor said. We're going to miss Mike a lot. He's been very valuable for this community. It's unbelievable the stuff he's done and how well he is appreciated, I think, throughout all the applications we've had. This is Jim Kyle. Jim has worked with Mike for many years, worked for the county, and he worked for the same firm Mike used to work for. And they both went out on their own. Jim has also done a lot of our mapping, all the environmental mapping, a lot when we did all our master plan stuff, a lot of the cul-de-sac problems. He's worked with Mike. So he's very familiar with what's going on in our town, and we are going to appoint him to the Board of Adjustment and the Planning Board. Well, there's a couple of Board of Adjustment members here. And we hope the township does the same thing, because it's nice to have one person who knows what's going on, and he already has a real good idea. So at this time, I would like Jim to say a few words for you guys.
Evening, Mayor, members of the committee. Jim Kyle, as Gary said. I've probably worked for Lebanon Township in some capacity or another over the last 18 years. When I was at Banish Associates, I helped Mike with a lot of the work that was done at the time, the Farmland Preservation Plan, the Open Space Plan, recently assisted with the new Open Space and Recreation Plan update that was prepared. And I've also been the alternate planner for probably the last 7 or 8.
Or probably 10.
10 years. Well, I didn't realize it was that long. But just a little bit about myself. So I've actually started a new firm with a partner. I don't know, Beth McManus used to be with Clark Tate & Hinch. She left, and we started a new firm, Kyle McManus Associates. But I've been a licensed planner since 2001. I've been working the planning field since I was in college, so over 20 years. I've worked for a number of municipalities in the area, so I'm currently working in Bethlehem Township, Clinton Town, Califon, and a few communities in Warren County as well, Oxford, Franklin, Pohatcong. And I also do affordable housing work for Alpha and the Borough of Raritan in Somerset County. I also work for the zoning boards in both Delaware and West Amwell Township. So I have most of my municipal clients are up here, North Hunterdon and Warren County. So in addition to a typical planning work that I do for municipal clients, I also have expertise in affordable housing. I've been working on a lot of those issues with the communities that I work for. I've also, much like Mike, been appointed as an expert, as a special master in a lot of cases in Judge Miller's vicinage, so that would be Vicinage 13 here, and then Judge Neergaard. A couple people retiring in the planning field. Michael's one of them, then Betsy McKenzie was another one. I'm sure you may have heard that name, but she retired as well, so there's a lot of work that's coming our way as a result of that. So, you know, my involvement with the township in the past, my familiarity with, you know, the northern part of the county, working in communities, you know, nearby, I think is critical. I think the expertise that I have in affordable housing will help as we go into compliance, helping you guys get the plan, you know, to a point where we're complying with our judgment of repose, you know, moving that forward. And there's also, I think, a number of other issues that, you know, we'll be tackling next year. I would assume that, you know, we'll try and carry out and implement the open space plan with the trails and the connections that were identified, and, you know, carrying that forward. And then just the normal, you know, routine business that comes up, applications with the zoning and planning board, and then just assisting the governing body in anything that you may need in terms of policy, ordinances, reviews, stuff like that. So that's just a little bit about myself. I'd be happy to answer any questions that you might have, if, you know, if you have any specific questions for me. But I welcome the opportunity to work with the township again in, you know, an increased capacity, and look forward to the opportunity to assist you.
Any comments, questions from the committee? Maybe just to throw the open-ended question out there, what would you think is the primary challenge or most significant challenge facing a community like Lebanon Township?
Well, I mean, Highlands has had just a profound impact on all the communities. So Bethlehem's another town that I work with that's 93% preservation area. So it, you know, made affordable housing it was a blessing in some ways because it really limited the impact of the affordable housing obligations, but, you know, it presents other challenges. Economic development is difficult. You know, we don't see a lot of new applications for development, new businesses, so it makes it tough. You know, we're kind of hamstrung with a lot of those regulations. You know, it's good and it's bad. So, and that's the other thing I forgot to mention. So I'm working with Judy Thornton, is your Highlands rep, mm-hmm. and a bunch of other communities that I represent. I have been working with the staff of the Highlands in all my communities over the last, you know, 7-8 years. I think there's the one good thing about it is that they're ready to step up to the plate with money. I think that there's probably some grants that we might be able to get. They always have additional money that kind of flows in and out. So I would probably take the opportunity to reach out to Judy, see if, you know, there's some pet projects maybe we identify. We can work with them to see if we can get some funding. But economic development's tough. I mean, we have this problem in Bethlehem. You know, there's just, it's primarily residential development, and it makes it hard. So I think that's probably the biggest challenge going forward is how do we work within that framework and, you know, provide effective policies that will, you know, let businesses grow and come to the community and help support the community and the tax base.
Nothing else? There's not any final comments, Gary?
No, I've had the opportunity to work with Jim on different things, and it's been great. And he stepped in a couple times for Mike when Mike was had some other issues going on. So the planning board is quite happy, and the Board of Adjustment. Some of the people haven't seen Jim there because Mike's been there, but in the background he does a lot of the work. You know, he's always been involved with what's going on, so we're quite pleased with this going forward. It makes it a lot easier than having to find somebody because after we all got up off the floor when Mike told us he was leaving, we're like, uh-oh. And now with Jim having a partner, that'll work out even better for us, where that partner will be more involved with what's going on here. So if we do need somebody, we have somebody else. So that might work out even better yet.
So we're not taking any action tonight. The action would come before us on our reorg in January, but thank you very much for coming and introducing yourself.
Yes. Nice to meet you all.
Nice to meet you, too.
He said he's going to keep the finances the same, so we're absolutely
fine. I might actually be a little cheaper than that.
Might hold you to it.
You're being recorded, I know.
You did say Mike.
That's true. Well, thank you very much.
Yeah, it was a pleasure meeting you. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Take care.
Thanks.
Thank Next on our agenda is another very good event. Public may recall a few months ago we entered into a shared services agreement with our local school district for our middle school and elementary school across the road and down the road. And tonight the chief is here to present to us a candidate for the Class 3 special law enforcement officer position, and then we'd have a motion to appoint him and potentially swearing him in. Jack, do you want to make the introduction for us?
Good evening. Jack Gale, Lebanon Township Police Chief. Tonight I present to you Thomas Perna for the position of Special Law Enforcement Officer Class 3. Tom retired from Maplewood Police Department as a lieutenant after 30 years of distinguished service. Extensive criminal investigation, security work, juvenile issues, and leadership abilities. So I think we're very fortunate to have him. He's going to be a great commodity for us at the schools.
I noticed on the paperwork, in addition to other accolades, Valor Award for heroism. So we're very pleased to have you in our town.
Yes.
Any comments or discussion from the committee? If there's nothing else you'd like to say, we'd entertain a motion to appoint Thomas Perna as Special Law Enforcement Officer Class 3.
I'll make that motion.
One second.
Roll call.
Yes.
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 Yes. And with that, we'd look forward to swearing you in.
If your wife would like to hold the Bible, that would be... I, Thomas Perna,
do solemnly swear,
that I will support the Constitution of the United States,
that I will support the Constitution of the United States,
and the Constitution of the State of New Jersey,
and the Constitution of the State of New Jersey,
that I will bear true faith and allegiance to the same,
that I will bear true faith and allegiance to the same,
and to the governments established in the United States.
And to the governments established in the United States.
In this state. Under the authority of the people. And that I will faithfully.
And that I will faithfully.
Impartially and justly. Perform all the duties of a Special Law Enforcement Officer Class 3. Township of Lebanon.
The Township of Lebanon.
County of Hunterdon.
State of New Jersey.
State of New Jersey. According to the best of my abilities, so help me God.
According to the best of my abilities, so help me God.
Congratulations. Thank you very much.
Congratulations. Welcome.
Thank you. Welcome aboard. Okay.
Congratulations. Good luck.
Thank you.
Congratulations. Thank you. Congratulations. One copy is for you to take it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Can I get a new chair, man?
That was nice.
So, at this time, the committee will now go into executive session. We've got a personnel matter related to our tax assessor. So we'll be asking the public to step outside for 15 to 20 minutes, and then we will call the public back in. Is there a motion for Resolution 78-2018 to go into executive session?
I'll make a motion for Resolution 78-2018 to go into executive session.
Second.
Roll call.
Yes.
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 Yes.